Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat,
This is Sports Medicine with Andy Strickland at the Slider House. And, you know, the music, I got to tell you, the music's been unbelievable. This is my kind of music. We play it in the OR. And,
Is this what you play in the OR?
I mean, you can't beat this music. I mean, a little old school, but it's good.
All right, what goes on in the OR? You got music going?
Oh, you
got
to play music.
Shouldn't you be focused on what's going on?
You have to play music in the OR. I mean, it's so tense. It's so...
How many people are in there?
Probably about five or six.
Okay, like who's in there?
So you got an anesthesiologist and the doctor keeping the patient asleep.
Okay.
You have a surgeon. You have an assistant helping the surgeon. You have a scrub nurse, somebody who's handing you the instruments. And you probably have one or two circulators. And then you might have one or two reps, you know, people that get the instruments for
you, get
the implants for you. So maybe there's 10. Maybe there's a few more.
Do you do the surgeries out of the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine? Is that where you do the surgeries?
No, we do the surgeries either at a hospital, Pair Hospital, or we do the surgeries at Landmark Surgery Center, which is an outpatient surgery center. And it's probably better, if you're going to have an arthroscopic procedure, a simple procedure, to do it as an outpatient in a surgery center. Cleaner, less risk of infection, less risk of complications, just probably a little bit better of a mousetrap.
So then what do you, if people want to have an evaluation, though, they come to the office, correct?
Yeah, you come in, you know, you tear your hamstring playing softball, coming out of the box like a bat out of hell, and then you go to the doctor, you say, well, call and make an appointment, so we evaluate you, and, you know, for your hamstring, we probably start you on some physical therapy, maybe a PRP injection, get you some crutches, and on with the show. If you need surgery, let's say you get an MRI and you have a knee injury or a shoulder injury, you need surgery, you're probably going to end up at a surgery center.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're older, you need a total hip or something more serious, and then you would end up in a hospital.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there you go. By the way, Michelle Koo, Dr. Koo, and she's right across the hall, correct?
Yes.
What's the name of her plastic surgery?
Dr. Michelle Koo, Aesthetic and Hand Surgery.
We got to have her on.
You can have her on.
We got to have her on.
She's got a great line of skin products that she just released, and everybody's interested in plastic surgery. Nobody comes up to me and says, "Oh, I'm so excited to have my knee fixed."
Yeah.
But you know, if you were going to have a breast implants, mm-hmm. or you're going to have a liposuction, people are pretty jacked up.
Are they?
Oh,
but how painful is that? The recovery of having breast implants or liposuction. Or whether you're doing something to your face or whatever. I mean, how much pain and recovery comes into that?
I tell you, I don't know the answer to that because I don't do those procedures. But what I will tell you is there's a lot more excitement and the potential of looking better wins out over everything.
Uh-huh.
People will spend inordinate amount of money to look better. And it is crazy the wait time, like in her practice, to get in 4 to 6 months. To get your surgery 4 to 6 months, and it's just high demand procedures. Plastic surgeons, orthopedic surgery is a little bit different. It's a necessity. You know, you can't. You know, you're a fireman. You blow out your knee. You can't work. You don't have any choice. You're not going to look any better, but you're not going to make any money either. So, orthopedics is more of a necessity. Plastic surgery is obviously elective, but people really, really want to look good. And you're no different. You go to the gym and work out. You know, you probably spend $30 on your haircut. You wear Lululemon clothes. I mean, you're not.
Why are you looking at me when you say all this?
Well, you're no bum. I mean, you want to look good, right?
That was a good. You kind of like summarized me in a way.
Pretty well.
You know? Although I've got no Lululemon on right now. But it is good stuff, though.
I couldn't agree more.
It is good stuff.
But I do think that, you know, we play the music. It relaxes everybody. Some people like Mozart and play crazy stuff, and you know, I like rap, so I listen to that in the OR.
No, that's good. And you know what probably keeps the patient relaxed too? You know, every time my wife had a baby, we insisted that we play music inside the delivery room.
That's great.
And we, you know, we had some candles going, you know, like maybe just to create an environment.
I mean,
who likes to be in a hospital anyway? And the last thing you want to do when you're in a hospital is feel like you're in a hospital.
I couldn't agree more, and I think music and a little candle, some flowers, all those things are very positive. And you know what? Hospital's sterile enough. OR's scary enough. You know, make it like your home. And we try to do that. So I think it's very important. And, you know, a lot of times we'll ask the patient, what kind of music do you want to listen to?
Yeah, there you go.
And then we got Trace Atkins or, you know, some kind of crazy
stuff. Are you a country fan?
You know, I'm
getting a little more into it.
I am, too. It's scaring me a little bit, but I am starting to really, you know, and I go to some of these concerts. I was at Florida Georgia Line, as
with
you know.
With Nelly, yeah.
With Nelly backstage and met those guys and Tyler and Brian. And now I'm kind of into them. I'm going to go see them again, I think in L.A., flying out. And you know what? It grows on you.
Yeah.
I got to tell
you. No, it does. And, you know, country is, it's more like pop music now. My buddy took me to, my wife and I, and his wife, went to Luke Bryan last summer.
That's a big hit.
And it was fun. And it, the scene there was kind of crazy. It kind of caught me off guard. But my first job in radio was a country music DJ.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, I was big time, too.
Really?
Up in Northern Arizona, in Flagstaff, Arizona. I worked for 93 Calf Country, KAFF, 6 to midnight, requesting dedication night, people calling, giving dedications, making requests Monday through Friday. Occasionally, I would do, you know, like a weekend shift or an overnight shift. I did an overnight shift all the time, like midnight to 6, and then going to 8 a.m. classes.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, wow. I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to be in the radio. But I was country music, man. That was my – so, and I knew nothing about country when I first started doing it. I will, even to this day, I do like the old school country probably. Like, I'm talking like old school country. Like Kenny, you know, like –
Conway Twitty.
Yeah. I like – it's better than like the current like, you know, pop country. I could be a country music writer.
No,
I mean,
question about it.
It's not hard.
I mean, you're a great softball player. What else? I mean, of course.
There's very little thought that goes into writing these songs. But after going to Luke Bryan, I was like, you know, I could do this. I haven't exactly, like, downloaded music. Like, I'm not, like, playing it at home. I haven't gotten that far. It's not playing in my car right now. But when I hear it, I don't cringe. I don't run. I can be a little bit down with some country music. We'll have to go to a country music concert.
We should. Okay? And you know, I'll tell you, when you go backstage and you meet these guys, these guys are so – they're so nice. They're so respectful. So I got to tell you, it is fun.
What did Nelly say about working with Georgia Florida Line? I mean, the crossover from hip-hop to country, people wouldn't think that would click or that would mesh together, but that was one of the biggest hits ones, you know, a few summers ago.
Well, I'll tell you, they're on tour now. He was at the house last night. They're on tour now, and this tour is this Florida Georgia Line Nelly tour is a huge tour. Nelly plays, Florida Georgia Line plays, then they come out and they do a couple songs, Hot in Here and Cruise, or a couple songs together. And this, the numbers for, well, of course, they're going to sell out in no time, but the numbers are amazing. And these guys have actually become kind of friends. So I will tell you that works. Now, he did an album, kind of a crossover album before. And I think he's a little bit partial to country and has done pretty well with this format. So, all in all, you know, I think this tour has been a very good tour for him.
Does Nelly still have the St. Lunatics and everybody hanging out with him and doing his thing, or is he kind of broken off on his own?
Well, he's got Allie Jones, who's one of the St. Lunatics, occasionally Murphy Lee, occasionally his brother. But, you know, I mean, I think it turned out, fortunate or unfortunate, fortunate for Nelly, you know, that he kind of became the main guy. And it probably could have been any one of the St. Lunatics.
Really?
They're all really
talented
guys,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, he was the one that, I don't know if he was chosen or just kind of worked out that way. But I'm a little surprised that some of those guys haven't done well solo, because they are very talented. I mean, Murphy Lee is an extremely talented guy, great guy, and I think could have been a huge hip-hop artist, you know, independently. So, you know, kudos to Nelly. I mean, he takes care of them. He tries to help those guys all he can. He's really a kind guy.
I was in Jamaica all last week. Blasting Nelly every day. I heard Nelly songs every day. So,
wow.
I mean, he's international.
No, I mean, he is. And, you know, and he makes St. Louis look good.
He does.
Good turn for St. Louis.
He
so,
does.
I mean,
and when people play Nelly, they say St. Louis. They associate Nelly with St. Louis, probably more so than any other entertainer maybe ever.
I agree.
Know? I mean, there's been some great entertainers that have come out of St. Louis. We know a lot of them, Chuck Berry being one of them. But I think people are surprised sometimes when they learn that Chuck Berry is from St. Louis. Everyone knows Nelly is repping the Lou. All right, we got way off track, Doc.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never.
We don't have any sports medicine.
You never know what we're going to get into. Coconut water, the benefits, is it good for you? Is it better for you than, say, water or a traditional sports drink when you're trying to stay hydrated?
Well, you know, I think coconut water has hit the hipster,
yes.
seen a little bit.
Yes.
And so it's cool to have, you know, a carton of it and a straw. But the truth of the matter is, if you're a doctor, coconut water, A, isn't any better for you than regular water. It's high in fat. It doesn't hydrate you any better. And quite honestly, it doesn't help you lose weight. And if you look at it and you're honest, coconut water is very cool. And the little canisters of it is very cool.
Yeah.
But all in all,
it's very expensive,
very
too.
Expensive.
So don't worry,
very good
don't waste
you.
Your money.
No.
Go to an island and pick a coconut off the ground. You can drink water for free.
Absolutely. Or you can eat the coconut meat, and that's not too bad for you, but
no.
it's still kind of fatty.
It's high in fat, but it's very, very good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, the nutritional value of coconut is very strong.
That's true. But the coconut milk, not so much. And the coconut oil, also high in fat. You know, you got to be careful when you're drinking something that's got 23 grams of fat in 8 ounces. I mean, that's a lot of... That's like saying I'm going to just drink the lard out of the bacon and, you know, leave the bacon alone.
You know, people have often said that coconut water has real positive impacts on pregnant women, Doc. But I'm not so sure that's the case. Now, one study says, well, it does if you're a rat. Well, none of us are rats. So it may help you protect against high-fat diet-induced changes. But if you're a pregnant human... You probably shouldn't use it as a replacement for other foods, according to the study.
Right, and again, that was very popular. You know, you when you got pregnant, the nutritious value of coconut milk, much like breast milk, etc., and it was thought to be very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this what happens is somebody comes out and they make a statement. They go, "This, you know, this is great for you. Mediterranean diet's great for you. Atkins is great for you." Then people start researching it and finding out the real answers, and maybe sometimes the answers aren't exactly, you know, what the headlines initially told us. And I think coconut milk's a perfect example of that, and that is, you know what? Coconut milk is very expensive. It is cool, but probably isn't all that good for you.
All right, it has no iron, no protein, which I was a little surprised about. I thought coconut would have some protein. Hardly any calcium, no omega-3s because it's fat-free, and no folic acid. So it's not a good source of important pregnancy nutrients. We're talking about pregnant people, but even in general. So, but I mean, there are some you know, some health benefits to eating coconut, even though the water doesn't yield a lot of calcium. If you eat an entire raw coconut, Doc, it can provide a good amount of the nutrient, but it's still no comparison to, say, a cup of milk, almond milk, whatever. I don't even drink cow's milk, to be honest with you. I don't know. There's other types of milk that are actually better for you, in my opinion, than cow's milk, unless you are a baby, because I think babies should have whole milk, in my opinion. But it has 6 times as much calcium as a whole. Milk has 6 times as much calcium as a whole coconut and more protein. So that gives you an idea of comparing even milk to coconut.
No, I agree. And again, it was a fad. It came and went, and it probably is not very good for you, unfortunately. And the truth of the matter is, you know, do your research if you're going to try to make a change in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to talk about the Mediterranean diet, some of these other diets. But the truth, you got to do your homework. You can't, just because your buddy Larry lost 30 pounds, you know, eating 2 Snicker bars for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, doesn't mean you should do that. And you should do your homework. And when you read about coconut milk, coconut oil, and coconut, it just doesn't have the same pizzazz as, you know, the hipster carrying this stuff wearing a hat.
No, you're right. All right, so look that up online. You can read about it and find out if coconut water is a good fit for your lifestyle. We got to take a break. We're live at the Slider House. This is a great fit for our lifestyle. I'll tell you that right now with this award-winning patio. They've got the largest selection of canned craft beers of anywhere else in the entire city of St. Louis. Our engineer, Matt, is sampling a number of those today, all these canned craft beers. They also, of course, have the award-winning sliders, the meatloaf sliders, the lobster sliders, Doc, the chicken sliders, the traditional beef sliders, the vegetarian sliders, the fried pickles. Good for you?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Fried everything is good for you. And you know the other thing about the Slider House, we have a party now every Wednesday.
I know.
We have a following. I mean, this is amazing.
I know we do. I know we do.
So come meet some radio personalities or sports personalities. I mean, it's crazy.
And, of course, the Cardinal game is on. They've got several huge, large, big-screen televisions. So the Cardinal game is on as well. This show is brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. We mentioned MTC truck driver training in the 7 o'clock hour, which is the title sponsor for Hockey Sense along with Gateway Buick GMC. If you don't like your job, you might as well quit, Doc, and become a trucker.
I agree.
BeATrucker.com. That's the website. 314-895-4111. Get all the information you need. Find out for yourself why becoming a trucker is one of the more thriving industries in the entire country right now. Get paid to see the open road. Have your weekends free. You'll never miss little Susie's T-ball game again because you're home for the weekends. So, again, check it out. There's some great trucking companies out there, including Hogan Trucking, that'll hire you. They'll pay for your truck driver training, so when you complete your training, you have a job waiting for you. Full benefit packages. And they're also hiring instructors. So you want to find out if you qualify to be a truck driving instructor, give them a call, 314-895-4111. And, again, you can always give them a shout online, beatrucker.com, www.beatrucker.com. MTC Truck Driver Training, a proud sponsor of what we do here on 590 The Fan. All right, that's Dr. Rick Lehman. I'm Andy Strickland.